So good afternoon. I didn't want to I don't have any disclosures to disclose, so I'll get that out of the way. And just want to welcome you all to this session. I wanted to preface my comments first to get an idea from you all as to what kind of work do you do. How many of you are educators in a medical school, nursing school, law school? Just one. Public health. So quite a few. Allied Health. Okay. Am I missing anything else? Undergraduate. Bioethics. All right. Good. All right. Well, just again, to further preface my comments here, this really grew out of my own teaching in bioethics. I mean, my training is in law. I have a PhD in medical humanities, and I teach a course in justice and healthcare. And I realized that our field of bioethics has been historically underdeveloped with regards to issues related to social justice. I think in the last several years there's been a burgeoning of articles and manuscripts related to this topic, but I think public health has been way ahead of the curve compared to our field of bioethics. So I've discovered a real affinity between public health and bioethics with regards to this specific issue of social justice, and I thought it would be really interesting to gather colleagues who are interested in social justice and just talk about how do we integrate this using public health as a kind of vehicle in our respective disciplines. So that's kind of my background. So again, for this audience, this is really nothing new, but I just wanted to highlight the difference between medicine and public health as disciplines overall. I mean, medicine historically has been focused on the individual patient, this biomedical model. Public health is looking at populations, at epidemiology. So just in its orientation as disciplines, where they focus is quite different. And so hopefully what we'll try to get at here is where can we find some overlap? And this is just a quote from Nancy Krieger, and talks about just the foundational value of public health. And this is, again, something that I read over and over again when I look at the public health literature, is this emphasis upon social justice as a foundational core value. And this is from Gostin and Powers. And again, they go so far to say that this is the field's core value. Social justice really, that public health is really, if you get to the heart of it, is really focused on this issue of social justice. And then to look a little bit more globally, the World Health Organization has looked at social accountability, and what they've talked about is an obligation to direct education, research, and service activities towards addressing the priority health concerns of the community, region, and/or nation they have a mandate to serve. So we see, with regards to international organizations such as the WHO, this emphasis upon this kind of concern. And a book that I've used in my justice and healthcare course is a book by Levy and Seidel on social injustice, and they have a chapter where they discuss how to integrate social justice teaching in their public health. And they mentioned a couple of major developments as to why this has become this kind of phenomenon that we see. They talk about the evolution of human rights law, the Declaration of Human Rights, and the evolution of international human rights as a kind of formal framework to articulate human rights and social justice. And then also this progress in analyses of social determinants of health. So again, getting beyond just the individual and the individual's responsibility with his or her own health care, but to look at these broader social determinants of health. And we're, again, slowly but surely integrating these kinds of concepts into our medical education curricula. Now, this initiative to transform medical education was something that was developed by the American Medical Association a few years ago, and this is kind of an ongoing, I think, trend that you find in medical education. Every several years or decade or so, we want to completely revamp medical education, and so now we really want to try to more formally integrate public health and public health discipline. So, for instance, in this document, they say physicians are generally not prepared to be advocates for patients related to issues of social justice. They actually put social injustice together in that. So, you know, so they're making some progress. And to be citizen leaders inside and outside of the medical profession. This also includes engaging in advocacy on public health issues. And I find this really interesting because there was a law review article years ago that came out by Bill Sage, who it was called "The Physician as Advocate." And in that law review article, he talked about how physicians are not trained to be social advocates the way we think of, say, lawyers as being zealous advocates for their clients. And so this is something that this report and this council at the AMA, we're trying to at least acknowledge that the way we train physicians is not to be advocates for social justice or social change. They're really educated to be healers and physicians for sick individuals, but not for thinking about populations or to be citizen leaders for that matter. So a couple years ago, the IOM put out another report, Training Physicians for Public Health Careers. And again, there was this broad clarion call for more public health kinds of topics in the medical school curriculum. So they outlined epidemiology, environmental health, cultural competencies, public health ethics, leadership, clinical community preventive services. And so I think, again, we're slowly seeing the integration of these kinds of topics in medical school curricula in general. We're certainly seeing it in our school, but it's probably not as robust as we would like to see it. It's done in kind of drips and drabs, and it's not done necessarily with a very integrative approach. And so that's hopefully the goal. So this is just a lot of language from the Liaison Committee on Medical Education. This is the committee that accredits medical schools in the United States. And again, I just highlighted some of the language here. So if you look at the second bullet, ED20, the curriculum must prepare students for their role in addressing the medical consequences of common societal problems. So in fact, this standard really is getting to the social advocacy role, that there should be something in the medical curriculum that is preparing students to address these issues at a societal level, at a broader level. And then if you look at the third bullet, ED 2022, you'll look underneath that, it talks about objectives, and so understanding demographic influences on healthcare quality and effectiveness, such as racial and ethnic disparities in the diagnosis and treatment of diseases. So again, we're looking at these kind of broader societal concerns. So Nanette brought out DePaul's mission statement, so I couldn't let this go. I had to talk about Loyola's mission statement. And again, very similar. They're both Catholics. This is we're Jesuit. They're Vincentian. And so we talk about service that promotes justice, using learning and leadership in open-handed and generous ways to ensure freedom of inquiry, the pursuit of truth, and care for others. So again, this is something that is formally articulated in our school's mission and values and vision statement. So it's something that we're at least striving to achieve. So then the question is, we have a lot of language from different accreditation organizations such as LCME and different documents such as the Council on Medical Education at the AMA about integrating these kinds of topics. Well, how do we do it? So, for instance, at our school, at Loyola, we have a first-year clinical skills course, in some ways very typical of first-year clinical skills courses. We call it patient-centered medicine. And in this course, we have content areas related to service, to global health. There's a very robust area related to reflection writings where students are required to write a series of reflection essays in the first year, talking about the kind of physician that they're developing into, to talk about healthcare disparities, to talk about issues related to community health and social justice. So it's an opportunity for them to really integrate this experience in a meaningful way. And in fact, one of my colleagues, Mark Koszewski, wrote a piece about how to best integrate social justice. And so going beyond just the didactics of it, which is very important, it's important to get that intellectual content, but on a more personal level, how do they integrate that cognitive knowledge so that it really becomes part of who they are? And so it's really more about reflection writing, getting feedback, thinking about these experiences, and then trying to integrate it on a personal level. Another way that we do this is through our honors program in bioethics, and I don't know if Katie, if you wanted to make a mention of it, but Katie, Dr. Katie Watson's our director of that program, and this has been now about a 5 or 6 year old program where we have students elect to do an honors program, and they do it at the end of their first year. And again, it's very much a kind of portfolio-driven, reflection-writing kind of program where they're asked to, again, you know, reflect and to write about the different experiences that they're encountering as medical students. And then a number of other kind of interactions, didactic sessions, lectures, grant rounds, student interest groups. Just Doctoring is a conference that our students have organized over the last 2 years where they'll take a specific social justice topic, and they'll invite speakers, and we'll have small group breakout sessions. And I have to say, and I don't know if this is the case at other institutions, but certainly at our place, at Loyola, our students are really very much at the forefront of a lot of these issues. I would say our kind of the faculty are a little bit more conservative, but the students are really very much on top of this issue, and they really push the envelope. So to give you an example of a student initiative is Vital Signs, which is this magazine that was developed by one of our star students, Mark Stoltenberg, who's now a second year. And he, I don't think this guy sleeps. He's like a Paul Farmer in the making. But he wanted to, you know, develop a magazine that addresses issues related to specifically social justice. So he invites different scholars and educators and other students to write and to contribute pieces to this magazine. And I think it's a really wonderful opportunity and illustration of, again, their commitment to social justice issues. So this is, I think, now we're in our second or third issue. But it's been something that they've been able to initiate and to maintain and to sustain.